Hello, everybody. I'm Steve DeStante, founder of Impact U, and I'm joined today by Samuel Peirce, the CEO of IW Financial. Sam, IW Financial provides research for financial advisors to be able to construct a portfolio for their clients in the impact investing arena. How does your company do that?
Well, there are really two ways that we primarily attack the issue. One is to be able to be a, quote, social expert on an advisor team that allows us to be able to really look at the process of onboarding a client and understanding what those values are. We work sometimes directly, sometimes through our tools, with the advisor to basically have a conversation with the client to understand where they're coming from. Because at the end of the day, that's going to drive all the rest of it. All the solutions, all the approaches, really have to understand where the client is coming from and get them to talk about it in such a way that it's not a really broad-based approach, but also something that really looks specifically at the core values that the investor has and make sure that they've driven down, understand it well enough, and then we can work with them on the solutions based on that feedback.
Sam, in your experience, have you ever run across financial advisors who do not take impact investing seriously? And if so, how do you respond to that?
Well, having been in this space for almost 15 years, in this space now for a couple decades, I'll say that I've run into that much more than I would have liked to. And historically, it was the only answer I got. I think that there are a number of initiatives that have moved things forward in the U.S. investment markets, which have always trailed Europe on these types of issues. We have UNPRI, which has been very influential in moving the acceptance of the data along. Now you have groups like Department of Labor putting out information on fiduciary duty that includes ESG factors.
Yes.
Yes, that is good news.
That's good.
Yeah, we appreciate that. It is something that we have now decades of experience of working with advisors and seeing the way that the data helps that advisor relationship, brings them in closer, helps them gain more assets. It's really not, there are people who are going to still view it from the perspective of they're giving up something to do it, but what they're gaining is often much bigger than that concern. And honestly, the Gordon Gekko approach of greed is good is a value set. Not one I subscribe to, but it is something that if you want to do whatever you can to get the highest return, that's certainly an approach. It isn't something that I would necessarily recommend or that our tools would necessarily be that helpful, though people have used our similar data to produce their SIN stock portfolios that they're actually looking to find the companies that are involved and the ones that are usually an SRI non-starter. So there are multiple approaches, and if we're going to be values neutral as a firm as we are and have it not be about our values, we do have to allow it to be used with ways that we wouldn't have thought the data would be used.
Unbelievable. Interesting, though. Very interesting. Great. Sam, similarly, have you ever had to encourage an advisor to encourage our clients to jump onto the impact bandwagon?
Well, historically, the original driver for an advisor, it does come from clients because those are the really motivated clients that were very interested in doing something along these lines. They didn't necessarily know what or how, but they were interested enough to bring it to the advisor who wasn't asking. So that is something that it's been more client driven than it has been driven by the advisor per se. Now, what we are seeing advisors and investment and portfolio managers doing is seeking out solutions that are for them hitting a particular impact investment segment. So they're trying to find a way, for example, to create an investment product that could be put on Morgan Stanley's platform, that would find a way to be investor in a suitable investment for the platforms for as an option for advisors to gain assets. So we do have clients that have done that around Catholic investing. We do have clients that have done that for sustainable investments, including Smart Trust, who was in here talking to you a little while ago. So it is something that people are looking more to have product and solution to put into place. Those platforms have made big commitments to impact investment, and they're still trying to fill the pipeline of investment opportunities that they can offer. So it is something that we are seeing the market now driving it more than just the end client.
Fantastic, right? That's how it's supposed to happen.
That
grassroots, bottom up.
Exactly.
Interesting you should bring up the Catholic aspect of things, because the Pope is called now the Impact Pope.
Yes.
Right? And he's got all of these environmental and social interests as part of what the Catholic Church represents now. That's pretty interesting.
It is, and the Catholic bishops' guidelines have always been a set of investment values and approaches that the diocese have often followed, but it is something that is broadening, and seeing that broader approach is really an interesting approach. A couple years ago, we had a Council of American Baptists that put out an environmental mandate, which, again, for a lot of people didn't make, you know, their first knee-jerk reaction to it was a concern, but then they looked at stewardship. The biblical definition of stewardship, and that was something that definition could very well be taken to include the stewardship of the earth.
Wow, so many different groups coming to the same conclusion.
Absolutely. It is why there are so many different descriptions and so many different acronyms, because there are so many different approaches. You know, as many values as there are out there, there are investment approaches. So it is something that I'm heartened in that we built our platform to be able to incorporate fact-based objective data in a way that people could incorporate their values and still be able to figure out what would be suitable for them based on that approach.
Interesting. Well, thanks, Sam. Sam, it's as if you're teaching people how to do the right thing, however you define that right thing, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
It. Thank
I appreciate
you for your
the time.
Time.